Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Possible spoilers for the Elimination Chamber event, a gimmick change for an AEW star, and a major return is on the cards for a released Raw star. For Friday, February the 11th, 2021, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News. Presented by CultaholicShop.com. Get yourself exclusive Cultaholic t-shirts, hats, hoodies, and Cultaholic FC merch. Up the faves! Do that at CultaholicShop.com.
Roman Reigns, I acknowledge you. As my next victim. You, me, Elimination Chamber for the Universal Championship. You're next.
Remember, Pat, it was supposed to happen 2 years ago at WrestleMania, but it never took place. And now it appears we may have it 2 weeks from tomorrow. Reigns Goldberg for the Universal title.
1 week tomorrow, WWE presents Elimination Chamber from Saudi Arabia. One of the feature matches is that one, Goldberg challenging Roman Reigns for the Universal Championship. And we have a possible spoiler on how that is going to go down. We know that Goldberg has said in interviews that he's never lost to a member of the Anoa'i family, and he's not about to now. However, Goldberg doesn't seem to have much planned post-Elimination Chamber. He is going to be in New Orleans at the Smoothie King Center for SmackDown tonight. And also tonight, because they want to get around the logistics of traveling to Saudi Arabia, they are recording next week's SmackDown tonight as well. So Goldberg is booked for tonight, for the go-home show next week. And after that, according to numerous reports, there are no advertised plans for Goldberg. There are no planned events featuring Goldberg at any point after that up to WrestleMania 38. Including WrestleMania 38, there's no set plans for Goldberg there as well. So this suggests that this might not come as a massive surprise to many, but it does suggest that Goldberg isn't winning the Universal title on Elimination Chamber Saturday next week. That doesn't seem to be what's going to be happening as it stands anyway. Chances are they want to keep Roman Reigns with the Universal title all the way through towards WrestleMania 38. So this is a title pit stop as Goldberg challenges Roman Reigns, the match that we should have had a few years ago. But it certainly doesn't look like Goldberg is becoming the Universal Champion 1 week from tomorrow. And from there, we don't even know if he'll be part of WrestleMania 38. We know that plans for Mania are somewhat up in the air right now, with a few things they had planned suddenly out the window. And Goldberg, as of now, doesn't seem to be factored into WrestleMania either. Things can change on a whim, but for now, it looks like a WrestleMania without Goldberg in on the action. Looking ahead to Saudi Arabia next Saturday, we're going to see Lita challenging Becky Lynch for the Raw Women's Championship. Lita has been quite outspoken in the past about her beliefs on wrestling in Saudi Arabia and Saudi Arabia community in general. She was on Ring the Bell, where she addressed how she came to U-turn on some of those ideas, saying, "I will say I was outspoken on the early relationship between WWE and Saudi. Oh, they say they want women to wrestle over here, but I don't know if I believe it. There's no women on this card. And now there is women on the card. And I've talked to the women personally that have been over there. And they're like, it's unbelievable. There are women crying, never thinking they would get to see two women be so strong in the ring. They're like, it's really powerful. You're going to enjoy that. And so sure, do they have a long way to go? Do we as a society have a long way to go? Absolutely. But you've got to take the opportunities when they are there." That is Lita addressing the fact that she's been very outspoken about WWE's relationship with Saudi Arabia in the past. But on the card, at Elimination Chamber in Saudi Arabia, 1 week tomorrow.
Oh, a dumpster fire. Yes, of course. Literally, it's a dumpster fire. This is what is going to happen to the Inner Circle. They are going to become a dumpster fire because they shall be broken. Myself and the Elite shall delete them. Lay hold of the ass. I have a very special offer for you. Accept my invitation. Come to the Hardy compound. Face me in the Elite deletion.
Could we be seeing the return of broken Matt Hardy? It was during a conversation with Andrade El Idolo on Twitter. They had a little back and forth about Andrade wanting the services of Matt Hardy. Matt Hardy ending the conversation with the tweet saying, "Something has to change between he and Andrade. I'm about to be broken." That plus the quote-unquote erratic behavior of Matt Hardy at AEW on Wednesday, where he jumped into the crowd midway through the match, suggests they are metamorphosizing Matt Hardy a little bit away from the big money Matt persona into the broken Matt Hardy persona once more, one that brought a lot of fun and a lot of wrestling nonsense with it. And maybe this is how we bring in Brother Nero as well. One to keep an eye on. It was during Keith Lee's debut that we saw that wild behavior from Matt Hardy. And speaking of Keith Lee, he put out a comment on Twitter regarding his debut on Dynamite, picking up that win that puts him into the Face of the Revolution ladder match in March. He said, "We've got a lot of work to do still, but I more than appreciate the warm welcome back. The person with the sign that had the same silhouette that's on the front of my hoodie, thank you. It touched my soul. And with sad family times hopefully behind me, let's grind. Hashtag forward march." Keith Lee in a great mindset as he begins his new journey in wrestling as part of All Elite Wrestling.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Mickie James was having a chat with Denise Salcedo and talked about why she made the decision to return to WWE for the Royal Rumble. She said, it was instantly, yes, I want to do this. I think it was the perfect way to step away from the negativity. I just felt it was uncomfortable because I thought I had a wonderful career in WWE and I got to work with some amazing women. And this one thing kind of overshadowed it all. It was one thing that people wanted to talk about and it was almost like the one thing that they remembered. There were so many magical moments that I felt people should have remembered over that moment. And then she went on to say whether or not WWE will work with Impact Wrestling again. She said, I think yes. I don't know that it'll be immediately. I think this was an opportunity for WWE to test the water, to see if it was something people talk and say, this will be great. And this will get a lot of ratings and this will get a big buzz. But until it's actually in front of them, I think they can't actually see it. I feel that now they can see the potential and how much the fans responded to it. The idea of it happening with the men or with the world championships or something like that. At least the idea of that possibly is happening and the door is open. So Mickie James seems keen for more stuff between WWE and Impact Wrestling, as I think many of us are as well. Speaking of Impact, it was last night that we saw the debut of former WWE star Connor from The Ascension, aka Big Con. He made his Impact debut, losing to Josh Alexander, but you know what? Big Con looks good. He looks like money, does Big Con. See what he does. We'll keep an eye on him. And another former WWE star about to make a major return. Major League Wrestling return, that is. As it was during yesterday's episode of MLW Fusion, it was announced that Killer Cross is returning to the promotion. He'll be at Super Fight on February the 26th. His first appearance for MLW since February of 2020. After that, he signed with WWE. And the rest, that we know, is history. On that same night, we will see Enzo and Ricky the Dragon Steamboat arriving in MLW. And Alex Hammerstone is going to defend the MLW Heavyweight Championship against Davey Richards. Super Fight set to be a good one. The feature attraction for many being the return of Killer Cross. The Cultaholic podcast is on later today on this very podcast feed. If you like the long episodes, you're in for a treat this week. They go the distance, do Jack, Matthew and Ross. It's a good one this week. Spoilers. That's later today on the Cultaholic podcast feed. The classic SmackDown review with Matthew and myself returns tomorrow morning when you wake up. We're watching every episode of SmackDown from the very beginning. And we are 72 hours away from WWF No Way Out 2001. And we'll break down that episode of SmackDown tomorrow on the podcast feed. And on Sunday, if you're a fan of the Netflix show Afterlife, starring and written by and directed by Ricky Gervais, you'll like this. You know James from Afterlife? The actor, Ethan Lawrence, not only is he a wonderful person, not only is he a great actor that's been in Afterlife, bad education, Horrible Histories, many other things, he's also a massive wrestling fan. So we're chatting to James from Afterlife, not only about wrestling, but about his career. And of course, he's going to pick three wrestling matches to watch while stranded on a desert island. Desert Island Graps with Ethan Lawrence on the podcast feed on Sunday. And I will speak to you on Monday. Don't forget to join us. Love you. Bye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.